Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Things are starting to move a little bit in the NFL. With it looks like the Giants have found their next GM.
Yeah.
Adam Schefter reporting that they're going to hire the Bills assistant GM, Joe Schoen. Interesting, because if that happens, okay, that's the first domino to fall in the offseason.
Okay.
And we'll see how quickly coaches are hired at that point and who gets the job. And that, I would imagine, we'll find out something in the next week or so when it, with regards to Jim Harbaugh and his interest.
Yeah, I always think when a hire like this takes place, circle back, does it in any way impact us? Like, was there anybody locally that was up for that job? Or, you know, does Joe Schoen have any ties to Aaron Glenn or something? And I don't know that that's the case. I think this is, for the most part, I think we remain unscathed or it doesn't really matter.
With this one, it looks like, yeah. I mean, there's that other people have speculated that it looks like maybe that could bring the defensive coordinator for the Cowboys. Dan Quinn or Brian Flores, the former Dolphins head coach. Ian Rappaport is throwing out those names. He's coming from Buffalo. Does that mean he'd like to bring in Brian Daboll, the coordinator?
No, there you go. That might be the tie. But all right, a couple more phone calls here. We're not trying to glorify shoplifting, by the way.
No.
Just want to point that out. It's a funny story. Man steals $8,000 guitar by stuffing it down his pants and walking out of the shop. You can actually see the video at DougGator971 on Twitter if you so choose, as this dude puts a guitar down his pants and walks out. Although you don't see him walking, you do see the stuffing of the guitar.
If you're going to steal a guitar, you might as well go big.
Doc is next here on 97.1. Hi, Doc. This is not promising.
Doc?
I don't think Doc is
doctor?
There.
The doctor is out.
No good. Bob's on a cell. Hi, Bob.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's
up, Bob?
Hey, so I used to work at a pretty big store, locally known, back in the late 90s. I did loss prevention.
Yeah.
And I followed a guy into the hardware section, and I watched him open a thing of duct tape, which, you know, caught my eye. So I went back and watched some of the cameras, watched him walk into the liquor section, and started duct taping fists of liquor to his legs underneath his pants. Made it possible by, I don't know if you guys remember the JNCO jeans?
No, I don't.
The JNCO jeans were like a long pipe skater jean where, like, you could fit. They were very big. But it was pretty funny watching him waddle out of the store and the cops were standing there waiting for him. So
Go to Twitter, Gator. Go to look at our notifications because somebody sent us a picture of the JNCO jeans.
Oh, I just Googled it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're huge.
Yeah.
He was able to strap four fists to his leg.
Wow.
That job must have been fascinating.
I mean, it was a lot of fun. I mean, yeah. I did it while I was in college, and I got to catch a few people I went to high school with stealing. It was a lot of fun.
Wow.
How does that confrontation go, you think, you know?
What?
Catch
Sir,
somebody
can you take off
school?
Your pants, please? Oh, you mean when you get somebody...
Right, that you know. Dude, didn't I go to high school with you?
Dude, Brody, what's up, man?
You're going to bust me? Oh, that's so, so rough, dude.
It's bogue. All right, so they made the announcement yesterday, Gator. This always gets a lot of attention. The Super Bowl halftime show was announced.
Yes. And, oh, we've known what it's going to be for a while here.
Well, they put out a 3-minute trailer, I guess. And I didn't realize everybody was going to be in it, but it's Eminem, Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, Mary J. Blige, and Kendrick Lamar.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are the first four, are they just kind of, they've got long track records, kind of legends, been around for a while? And then Kendrick Lamar.
Look at Doug.
Jeez, Doug.
Yeah, you are harsh on Kendrick Lamar. Kids love Kendrick Lamar.
I think Kendrick Lamar's terrible.
Oh, boy.
Here's the thing, and I was wondering, can I have that opinion without immediately being classified as old guy?
No, you can have that opinion, but you have to support it. Why do you think he's horrible?
I've never heard a Kendrick Lamar song and thought it was even remotely catchy, interesting to listen to. Maybe I've heard the wrong stuff. I don't know.
You're more of a Travis Scott guy?
It just, there's nothing, I don't feel like Kendrick Lamar is bringing anything to the table.
What about Yeezy?
Are we doing this? And we all know music's subjective. What are we doing?
No, you're right. You're 100% correct. Except that Kendrick Lamar sucks.
Oh my God.
Well, I would say this. Out of that group of five, he seems to be the odd man out, so to speak, because he's the young buck of the crew. Next would be probably Mary J. Blige because, well, she's a woman, and the other are three rap impresarios, and then you've got, you know, the R&B singer Mary J. Blige. I would have been fine if it was just the three rappers, the OGs, when you got, you know, Eminem and Snoop and Dre. That would be great. Adding more to the mix, I'm all for it. Want to see what it is. And you know why they do it.
I know why they do. I know exactly.
They're trying to bring in other audiences, too, and...
Hey, if somebody, how do we get the demographic that's not as likely to watch the football game?
Exactly.
To watch the football game.
So now, I know now they're upset. They didn't realize they were going to be upsetting Doug Karsh.
Yeah, look, you know.
Sorry, Celine Dion cost a lot of money, man.
Yeah.
I just texted my kids. Do you like Kendrick Lamar?
Uh-huh.
See what they respond. See what they have to say. I mean, today I said to you, Kang, specifically, give me a Kendrick Lamar song that I've missed, like that's popular, that maybe I haven't heard. And what did you say, swimsuits?
Swimming pools.
Right, gotcha.
Listen, you, like I said, music's subjective. I don't expect everyone to like what I like. I don't expect to like what everyone else likes. But the reason, you know, he's the younger, obviously, of all the artists up there. So you know how they always mix it up, at least age-wise, whether it's Madonna and Britney Spears together or Mick Jagger and, you know, name a younger, you know, artist. This is obviously, the genre is pretty much, you know, R&B, hip-hop. I get that. The other guys and Mary J. are legends. Kendrick Lamar, a lot of people consider one of the greatest rappers already of all time.
I know.
And this is subjective, okay?
Yep.
But, yeah. Every halftime show every year is not for everyone. I mean, they do. I don't even know why it's a big deal as far as people hating it. If I don't like the act, I'm just like, okay, whatever. This is the time I eat, you know, use the bathroom, whatever.
Well, nowadays, don't they make the artist charge? They charge the artist now, don't they?
Well, I know they don't get paid.
Yeah.
I think the artist might have to. I don't know. I thought they do pay for their, like, their, you know, stage setup and all that stuff. I'm not sure. If
like that might be right, but they
that.
Don't. But they don't get like a paid appearance fee anymore,
they don't.
Like they used to.
No, but remember, as soon as the Super Bowl halftime show is over or the Super Bowl is over, the downloads for the artist whoever performs they go through the roof. Like people just start looking them up, downloading their songs. I mean, Doug's going to be all over Kendrick Lamar.
I hope so. I really don't suspect that that'll be the case, but maybe he'll change my mind.
I can't wait for this halftime show. I know some people hate it, some people love it, but I'm going to be tuned into this one. I thought the trailer was if the trailer's 3 minutes, I'm thinking, how long is this halftime show going to be? There's a lot of artists.
I've always had a hard time. I mean, I think it'll be better coming across on TV than it would live, because I think it has seemed to me in the past that live shows with rappers is really hard to pull off because just of the guys talking over each other and the sound just never seems to be right. But because it's on TV... Well, you don't get any ambient sound that's going to interrupt it. It's just the microphones and what they say. Plus, they may record it ahead of time and just lip sync it anyway. But I think it should be pretty good.
So we had the good fortune to go to three Super Bowls together. Went to Dallas. In Dallas, we saw the Black Eyed Peas, right?
Yep.
In Indianapolis, was it It wasn't Madonna, was it?
One of them was Madonna, I think, yeah.
Oh, I don't remember who was in New
Orleans.
Was
she New Orleans? Or
I don't remember who was in New Orleans. But those shows, when you're in the stadium, are borderline useless. It's just, it's a lot of noise. It's hard to see what's going on.
It's for us at home?
It's for the people at home, which is fine. And look, I suspect it'll be a good show. Like, it'll probably be a good show. I just, not a fan of Kendrick Lamar. But, and your point that, you know, it's everybody's individual taste. Got it. This is one, though, where I'm like, because I don't want to just cave and go, yeah, I must be old. That's why I don't like Kendrick Lamar. So my only, my defense mechanism is saying he sucks when it's really, it just,
right? That's just right out and said he
when
sucks.
When really it's yeah. just your old.
It's just probably that I'm old.
Yeah, well, look, you know, it was Black Eyed Peas. I'm sorry. Okay. Madonna was at Indianapolis and Beyonce was in New Orleans. I don't remember.
If I recall correctly, we couldn't have, in New Orleans, we were like way up high in a corner and I think. The stage was facing the other direction.
I remember us going away and just at halftime just grabbing a beer or something like that. Yeah. The power went out and all that. I don't know. It was weird.
Kendrick Lamar and Eminem are probably the two most anticipated artists, I bet you, of this halftime show. And Kendrick Lamar is from California, by the way, which is where the Super Bowl is this year. That's why the whole Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg theme. And the trailer is cool because it's like superheroes assembling. Like, I don't know if you saw it, Doug. I know you watched it this morning, Gator.
Yeah.
It's like, hey... The bat signal's out. We're getting, Eminem from Detroit's flying in. We got Mary J. We got, Kendrick's already, he shows up on his bicycle because he's from the area. You know, obviously Dre and Snoop are just driving. They're in L.A. already. So I think it's cool.
Evan, you came sprinting in here.
Yeah, Super Bowl in New Orleans. You don't remember the halftime? What happened? The lights went out.
Well, I remember the lights going out, but
Beyonce.
I
don't.
Was that, was that during halftime?
It happened while she was, I don't remember.
It happened right after her performance. She like overdid the power grid with all the things she had going on. Yeah, that was Beyonce. So you saw a good one.
Okay.
Some say a great one.
Famous one, yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember sitting to watch it, to be honest with you.
248-539-9797.
So I'm looking back at the history of performers. Yeah. And because this is a whole group of people that are up there performing, different rappers, and then you have Mary J. Blige and then Kendrick Lamar. The Super Bowl show in 2004, the Janet Jackson one with Justin Timberlake?
Yeah.
They weren't the only ones there. Do you remember how big that one was? Jessica Simpson, Janet Jackson, P. Diddy, Nelly, Kid Rock, and Justin Timberlake, according to Wikipedia, were all part of that. So you talk about like which one of these is not like the other.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's pretty diverse there.
Yeah. I'm sure the show will do fine.
You're cracking me up, man.
It's just... I shouldn't have opened up this can of worms, but it's just...
Well, you like what you like, but I mean, you don't have to slam what other people might like.
I usually don't do it.
I know, you're not.
I
made a stance about 8 years ago where I stopped, because I thought that people started thinking I was a music snob, and I'm not. You can like what you like. That's
food,
my approach.
Food, music,
exactly.
Sports...
I give you my preferences. If you ask me if I like something or not, I'll tell you if I do or don't,
and
but I'm not
asked.
Going to say that they
nobody
suck.
Nobody asked. So nobody I shouldn't asked. Have offered it up that I think Kendrick Lamar sucks.
I'm glad you did.
Carson Anderson, 97, won the ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all.
All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.